Hello there, I'm Paige Estrutori, bringing you your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We start today with a significant development that could change the game for life insurance in Australia. On Monday, the federal government announced a ban on the use of genetic test outcomes in life insurance underwriting. This move has been praised by professionals across various sectors, including medicine, law, and our own life insurance industry. Under the new legislation, replacing an insufficiently self-regulated industry moratorium, insurers will be prevented from discriminating based on genetic tests. This progressive stride is seen as a victory for both consumers and public health, and praised by the likes of the Australian Lawyers Alliance and the Australian Medical Association. Turning now to superannuation, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, is calling for your feedback on its superannuation insurance dispute resolution procedures. FCA has introduced two new documents to clarify its processes and aims to uplift transparency and consistency. All stakeholders have until September 30, 2024, to contribute their insights. You can find more details on the FCA website. On a more cautionary note, recent data from the Actuaries Institute reveals a growing financial strain on Australian households. Almost 1.6 million families are feeling the burn due to rising home insurance premiums, a disturbing 30% increase in a single year. The cause? None other than climate change, increasing risks from bushfires and floods. Policymakers and insurers now face the challenge of balancing protection for households against escalating costs. Focused policy reforms, climate resilience strategies, and enhanced consumer awareness are urgently required to address this. Finally, on the global front, we have Swiss Re reporting a promising net income of $2.1 billion for the first half of 2024. The growth is attributed to decreased catastrophe claims, strong investment earnings, and strategic renewals. Despite economic challenges, the firm remains confident in surpassing its full-year target. This wraps up our daily financial services news. We at Financial Services Online continue to ensure you stay informed on all matters insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more news and services, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrutori. Thank you for listening.